Everyone who's anyone listens to the Vachon Sports Machine with Oscar Lopez. Just ask the voice of the Portland Trail Blazers, Kevin Calabro.
You're listening to the voice of Vachon Island Football, Oscar Lopez on 101.9 FM.
Good evening, Voice of Vachon listeners, and welcome to the Vachon Island Sports Machine. My name is Oscar Lopez, and with the resignation of Scott Nicolino as the head coach of both the girls and boys varsity soccer teams, the school has elected to make the new girls coach Vachon Soccer Club president and former McMurray Middle School girls soccer head coach April Botman-Hawes. Tonight, I have the newly instated head coach with me for a preseason interview. April, first, I think myself and everybody who will be listening would, and maybe I'm sure plenty are familiar, but for those who aren't, would love to hear about you and, you know, your soccer background.
Yeah, I've been head coach at the middle school girls team at McMurray for the last 2 years, and then I was assistant coach the year before that with Kelly Strait. I've been basically coaching boys girls soccer from kindergartners to high school for the past 25 plus years. I'm a C licensed coach, and I've done everything from after school programs to rec to select and premier teams, summer camps, kind of done it all. It's a passion.
Well, it sounds like you have a really great CV. Well, first, I mean, congratulations on the new position.
Thanks.
I think everybody's really, really excited for, you know, the new era you bring in. And as the head coach, do you, as, you know, they might do professionally, do you bring in any other new staff with you?
Yeah, I am in the process of still sorting that out a little bit. It's hard because it's only really been maybe 2 months since this has all shifted and
right,
people
right.
are gone on vacation. I was gone on vacation. So trying to figure that out, but I want to get as many women involved as I can to support the female soccer players and also, you know, get some support from people that are just interested in general. So still sorting it out, but we should have that solidified hopefully by next week.
And I'm glad you mentioned that because a lot of people, myself included, were hoping for a female coach to coach the girls team, but you know, maybe if you could just spend a little time speaking a little more on why that is important.
Yeah, I'd love to. I think that anybody who's younger looking for a role model or to be inspired or to even just learn, it's great to have someone that has something similar to themselves in them. And that makes a huge connection. It makes a huge difference. I still... relish might be the wrong word, but I still really appreciate and love that my my first female coach, women's coach, was in high school, and she came the last like 2 years I was there, and she was amazing. She really inspired me. She was just very active, very positive, very supportive, unlike a lot of the other coaches I had in the past. And it was incredible, and I will never forget her. And that's one reason I think I got really excited about the opportunity of helping coach the high school and middle school girls here on the island, because it was such a big thing in my life to have happen. And she was one of two female coaches I had, and all the other coaches from, you know, I've been playing since I was like six, have all been, you know, male coaches. So it's unfortunate. Back in the day, there wasn't as many, but nowadays it's totally shifting, and it's really great. And there's so many amazing female players on the island and coaches, I find it really exciting.
And so, as a coach, what philosophies, like soccer-based philosophies, do you bring into the team?
Like philosophies and like gameplay, or like. Team or
whatever you want. It can be tactical, it can be emotional, it can be mental.
Sure, yeah. I am a possession focused coach. I love possession soccer. I ask any of the middle school players I've coached, I very, very much focus on diamonds and triangles.
Right.
I love quick passing. I'm not a big long ball person, but there's a time and place for them for sure.
Right.
But I do like to try to have the team and the ball always supported you know, with many touch points and many options. So that's a big piece, and that's kind of one of the main first building blocks is getting our touches on the ball, getting formation, understanding the shape on the field and how to support each other. Moving more into like team philosophy, I think that I'm very team-based. You know, I think in order to be a possession-style game, you have to have the whole team matter. So you can't have one or two stars because they can't be everywhere supporting the ball everywhere. So you need to have everybody working together as a unit and supporting each other. So that's a really important thing, is getting that bonding and getting the team to gel right away, which is can be really difficult with mm-hmm. new seasons and new players rotating through. I hope it's a little easier in high school than in middle school. Middle school is constantly rotating. You never have the same team once,
right.
more than once, I should say. So that's really important. Another philosophy I have is I really want the players to think on their own. I want them to learn during practice and then make decisions during the game. So I really, really try to be quiet during the games. I mean, I'm still going to talk on the side of the field, but I really try to keep it minimal and let them make their decisions and figure it out and also learn from experience. I think that's really important.
Cool. So last year, the girls had a successful season, finishing second in both the league and in districts, and then making it to the quarterfinals of the state tournament. However, I don't think it's lost on anyone how different the squad is going to be this year. I mean, it was something like 12 seniors that we graduated. It was the majority of our squad. And do you think it's even possible to replicate that success with a much younger team?
I mean, nothing's impossible in my mind, but the likelihood, it's hard to say. I don't know half the teams we're playing against because I've only been in Island 5 years. I know the middle school league, but it's different with the high school league. So I know some of the high school teams a little bit, but I don't know a lot of the other ones. But I think that when you have, you know, 12 plus people leave a team, you're basically starting from scratch in a sense. I know a lot of players that are going to be on there from middle school, which is exciting to see them again. But I also don't know a lot of players either, so I'm also learning new players. They're all going to be learning how to work with each other because it's basically a brand new team. So I think the biggest key in my mind is if they learn to play as a team in a unit and they learn to gel and work with each other, then, you know, who knows what'll happen. Like, we have some really good talent out there. We just got to learn to work together and harness it all. But I think it's going to be, realistically, it's a rebuild year. I mean, that's what everybody's mm-hmm. saying anyway. Like, it's kind of a given. Who knows?
Yeah, you know, when that core of girls that we had for so long, mm-hmm. that Nick Keenan Orca's team and those, that whole grade, it boosted the team mm-hmm. so much. And having that all go away is, you know, it is a rebuild year. And I think mm-hmm. it really is a big advantage that you're coming from the middle school and you know at least those players that are coming up, because if you weren't, it'd be pretty much everything is new.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, for the fans who really like to think, well, you know, what can we expect for this season? I mean, I know you say you don't really know all the teams, which is fair. I mean, it's a range in the league. We got Klahowia, which
yes.
they beat us in the league, they beat us in districts, and they beat us in state.
I've heard they're pretty rough also.
Yep, they're pretty good. I mean, evidently some of them play with the national team academies, and that's tough. And then you got some other teams, Bellevue Christian, they got some good players, but you know, Life Christian, we played them last year. It was a team, there were literally middle schoolers on that team.
Yeah.
It's a real range. So what would you say is like a realistic goal that fans might be thinking and you know, mm-hmm. maybe something that they can think, oh, this is what we're, you know, striving to achieve, even in a rebuild year.
Right. Yeah. Right. Like stats wise, I want to win as many games as we can. And it's fun to be in the high school. We are going to be competitive. Middle school, we're competitive, but there's no standings. It doesn't really matter. And it's just really about developing the players mm-hmm. and the team and getting people up and growth. With high school, it's that plus being competitive. So there's a big balance there. My first goal or success for the team and myself is going to be getting them to learn how to play possession soccer in a sense that that they can connect the ball together, that they can create a shape that's supportive on the field. And what I want them, the first success is to be able to have them be able to have their supportive triangles, diamonds, and be able to move the ball around efficiently in a smart way. And understand how the small passing game and working off each other works. So, like, if somebody can think two balls ahead and know where to run to be able to be there to support the player that has the ball or the player that's going to pass the ball, that's a huge success. And I think that's what builds towards getting goals and winning games. But, like, I think when you're talking about just, like, wins and losses and straight across that, like, I mean, I think obviously the tougher teams are going to be hard with a new team. And I think the teams that are maybe on the less experienced side or have a much younger base, you know, I would hope that we would win those games. I think we have enough experience to be able to do that.
Yeah. So maybe like making districts, you know, getting into that.
Yeah, maybe that's the hard thing for me to tell. You know, I was like, yeah, I think we could beat, I mean, I would like to say we could beat Life Christian. We could beat, mm-hmm. you know, well, but like there's other teams. I'm like, I just don't know.
From what I saw last year and from what I know about the players we are retaining, I think that we definitely could, you know, break into that top six and maybe a little bit higher. And, you know, there's something to be said for a sort of culture of doing well. Mm-hmm. Like even if a lot of those players we've lost, this is still a team that over the last 5 years has done quite well. Mm-hmm. And I think that is definitely a boost. So
yeah. And there's a lot of players that really want to be there. That makes a huge difference.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. One on the personnel level, one big hole that people are concerned about is the goalkeeper position. Mm-hmm. With Ivy Stasek and Zoe Nowicki graduating last year. I don't know anybody, but is there anyone coming up from the middle schooler that can fill that gap?
There's no one coming up from middle school at the moment that can fill that gap. The middle school, I think we have maybe four or five freshmen that are signed up right now. Our eighth grade class last year was on the smaller side, but the seventh grade class and sixth grade are bigger. There's definitely going to be eighth grader this coming year that she'd be an amazing goalkeeper, and I look forward to having her in high school the year after. I don't know who is interested in being goalkeeper and where the experience is at the moment. I know one person who has been doing it the last year is not interested in playing soccer this fall. I know one person has mentioned that they enjoy goalkeeping, but I don't know that player. So, you know, I'm excited to meet them and see what's going on there. And then you know, I think there's a couple players that are just good athletes, good with their hands, that we might be able to help rotate mm-hmm. through there, but we definitely want to get like two strong, solid, trained, in training goalkeepers.
Yeah.
But that is a spot I'm also very curious about, I guess.
Well, we still have time. So even though we did lose a lot of players, there are returning players who had excellent seasons last year, namely Lilith Provo, Issa Noller, Mia McInerney was very good, and Bess Arshuska is coming back off of a season where she was out pretty much the whole time with, I think it was an ACL tear. And I know you spoke about wanting the team to work as a collective, but, you know, excluding tactics and excluding how the team plays, how are those people going to be as emotional leaders on the pitch?
I mean, I can't speak to how they're going to choose to lead on the pitch and be themselves. That's their choice and their direction. I have had Issa and Lilith in middle school, and they've always been really supportive and really great team members and really good at bringing people in inclusively and trying to get people motivated. I've really enjoyed their energy out on the field and how it interacts with all the players, and that's always been great. I don't know the other players, so I can't speak to how they interact with people or what they, you know, what they all might want to do. But I've only been able to work with the team in very limited numbers, like three times before I had to not coach. And then we start preseason next week, so then I'll be working all week with them. So I'm going to really get to know everybody, hopefully. But Natalie Vickers also has been really great at promoting the summer soccer and mm-hmm. getting the word out and really trying to rally the team together. So I know her energy also is going to be helpful in motivating the players, I think.
Yeah, so in the few times you were able to do sort of like that camp, first of all, how's the fitness looking?
I think it's okay, but they definitely, I know a lot of them are like, I need to start running. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, run.
I think a lot of Pirate fans definitely have a little bit of a PTSD from poor fitness coming off of a couple of the previous boys' seasons where mm-hmm. that definitely has been a factor that has held them back. From what I've seen from the girls, it's normally not as big of an issue as it is with the boys. But it's you know, it's still definitely important. And during those trainings, is there anyone that maybe you didn't know that you saw and you're like, oh, okay, this definitely could be a big player for us?
Not at the moment. I mean, I think nobody was outshining per se anyone else that I hadn't known yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, is there anything else you'd like to speak on? Any other people you would like to highlight, whether it be a player, a coach, or anything?
David and Brian helped with the they coached the spring rec team for the high school girls this last year, and they helped really promote summer practices to keep them going and keep them in shape. And I really, really, really appreciate that. And Nick Keenan did a camp with them also at the beginning of August to help get them more motivated and skilled and fitness going on. And we worked with the middle school and high school girls on that one, which was really cool. Big shout out to their support and their help. Really appreciate it. I look forward to working with girls. I ask people to be patient and supportive of the team. Because, you know, everybody wants to do well, and I think that they're going to try their hardest, and hopefully we can, I don't know, make everybody proud, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm super, super excited for the new season. This is going to be the season where I'm going to have to learn the most new names, but, you know, that just makes it more of a challenge. It'll be fun. Anybody listening, really, really encouraged to come out to the matches, although I was looking at the schedule and I know they switch it all the time at WIAA, but it really looked like our first like four or five games are away.
Yeah, I have it right here. Yep, the first three are away. Hmm. And then La Jolla is home, the first one in September 19th.
That's a tough first homestand, but
yeah.
But I mean, it'll be fun. It'll be a good test for everyone. And we play Montesano as well, I think so. That'll be fun.
That's the second game on a Saturday.
I don't know how well they did, but at least for the boys, the more out of district games you can get, the better. So,
yeah, and what I was told recently was that the for our league games, it's only the second game that counts. If we play them twice, it's only the second game that counts towards standings.
Really?
And I guess this is a new test year for that. And It's interesting because, like, though I think it's important to take all the games seriously and we're going to try to win all of them, it does make it a very different way to look at the season, which I've was surprised by.
It's super interesting because, you know, then suddenly a team that you would be playing twice in the season. Suddenly you're only playing them once and it's either home or away, which can be a big advantage. That's bizarre to me.
I know
for the boys that at least what I heard is that they're switching it up to you only play the team in your league once. And then that's so you can maybe play more out of district games, which, you know, is good except for that same thing. Like, you know, suddenly you get a big home field advantage or disadvantage.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but that's it's a bit of a shock to me.
Me too. I just learned about it and I was like, I don't know how to think about this at the moment. This is interesting. I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, yeah, again, please come to the matches. They're always great. I mean, it's the crowd size varies between pretty much is it a playoff game or not, but it'd be cool to get, you know, good crowds for all the matches. So open people come out. But I think the big games, if people don't have time to make everything, I think for the girls, the game to always look forward to is Bellevue Christian. That's the big sort of rivalry game. You know, last time we played them last season, it was always good games. They have good players. So that'll be one to look forward to. And well, April, thank you. Thank you so much for being on. I'm really excited for the new season and to see what it's like with you at the helm. So thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.